Work is a central part of our lives. I mean, we have to have an income to support ourselves and our families. We talk about hard work, and we're suspicious of work that seems too easy. As human beings, the idea of work means putting forth effort, either mentally or physically, and having a tangible outcome. Some of the greatest works human beings have ever made are called wonders of the world, like the Taj Mahal in India or the pyramids in Egypt. If we think about natural wonders in the world, those same people might say some of God's greatest works are the Grand Canyon in the United States or Mount Everest in Nepal, or perhaps the Great Barrier Reef in Australia or Victoria Falls in Africa. These are breathtaking natural wonders, clearly not made by man. The man-made wonders I mentioned, like the Taj Mahal or the Egyptian pyramids, certainly are a visible outcome of hard work. But the effort of creating them came at the expense of human beings, usually slaves. God's wonders and works, however, never exploit human beings and instead show love and care for all beings. Further, His greatest works are felt in the heart and not seen. One of the best places in the Bible to hear the description of God's works is the book of Psalms. Let's look at a few verses from Psalms 111. Great are the works of the Lord. They are studied by all who delight in them. Full of honor and majesty is His work, and His righteousness endures forever. He has gained renown by His wonderful deeds. The Lord is gracious and merciful. The works of His hands are faithful and just. All His precepts are trustworthy. If we look closely at the description the psalmist gives for God's works, we see qualities of God's heart: honor, majesty, graciousness, mercy, faithfulness, and justice. Not only are God's works beautiful and majestic, but they also reflect His goodness and His love. In other words, they reflect who God is by revealing His heart. When we consider the beauty and majesty of the Grand Canyon or Mount Everest, we know they were created by a loving God who is devoted to showing His great love and compassion for all people, for all creation. The next time you visit or see a picture of one of God's wonders, allow your heart to dwell on the love, compassion, and faithfulness that brought those wonders into being. This is the same Creator who made you and me. The same Creator who became human to draw us into a loving relationship. The greatest works of God are felt in the heart, not seen. As you witness beauty in the world God created for us, I hope you experience His love and compassion. Mi nombre es Eber Ticas, hablando de vida.
Thanks for watching GCI's Speaking of Life. We hope you enjoyed it and were inspired.
We'd love to connect with you, so be sure to like us on Facebook.
You can also check out more on our website and subscribe to our newsletter for the most current GCI news.
Thanks again for watching, and we'll see you in the next video.